You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Colorado College head women's basketball coach Liz Dorn. And coach, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Coach, now entering your fourth season at the helm of the Colorado College women's basketball program, just take me through your mindset as we get set for another year.
You know, it's kind of exciting. For the first time since I've been here, I actually have a veteran team. I have three very capable seniors returning and then four juniors, so we're actually veteran team for once instead of one or two seniors, which has been the trend in the past.
Coach, 11-15 a season ago, 8-8 in conference play. Talk about what your group learned over the course of last season and takes into this year.
You know, we struggled to finish on the road. We played a lot of close ball games and just couldn't quite get it done on the road. And I think that frustration with just the one road conference win is front and center in everybody's mind, just kind of the idea of, you know, we can't afford to make those mental mistakes, those physical mistakes in those close ball games and expect to win them down the stretch.
Coach, you mentioned a veteran team and with these three seniors. Speak a little bit more about these three girls. I know obviously there has to be a little special place in your mind with them obviously arriving on campus the same time you did, and now all of you in your fourth year there in Colorado Springs. Just talk a little about this group and what they've meant to not only you but to the program as well.
You know, it's been great to really see these three young ladies grow on the court and off the court. I mean, Becky's the one who gets a ton of attention just for, you know, her stat line on a consistent basis, but she's just an incredible kid. I mean, she's going to graduate here with a 3-point-something ridiculous GPA. She just got accepted to the Teach for America program. You know, she does it all on the court and off the court. She's been so much fun to watch her emerge as this confident leader of the team. And then my other two seniors have kind of flown under the radar up until this point, but they're just great kids too. Jen Knapp is just a tireless worker. She's had some bad luck with some injuries and just keeps fighting through them, and she just plays hard. She's scrappy. She's relentless. You know, she's in position where she could have a great senior year. And then the last, Jordy Stevenson, is kind of done the same. She worked really hard this summer, playing really well, and has emerged as a leader in the senior class, which is a pleasant surprise, but a little bit unexpected too. You know, they've all just come so far from where they were as freshmen.
Coach, you spoke a little about it earlier, but last season, perfect at home in the SCAC, but just that one road SCAC win throughout the course of the year. Just speak a little bit to how important it is, having been around the conference for so long, to protect that home court, and then vice versa, to try and steal some more road games this season and moving forward.
Oh, absolutely, and I think everyone in the conference has that same idea of protecting their home court. Our travel schedule is a little bit challenging. You go all over the place. You play in different parts of the country against very good teams every single time you step out on the court. You know, because we're so far away from home when we go to the road, we don't have that great support when we're away from home. So we really have to make sure we capitalize when we are in our familiar surroundings, when the kids get to sleep in their own beds, and we have good student and parent support at home.
You know, Coach, last season, I know you didn't get off to the start that you wanted to, and there were some injuries that were involved with that. But coming back this year and having such a veteran group, how much have you benefited from that as a coach in terms of where you're at with the game plan, your preparation for the season, how that has expedited everything moving in through preseason now prepared for the year?
Yeah, that's really the biggest thing. I feel like we are ahead of the curve in terms of just having more schemes in place than we were at this time last year. You know, we've been battling new players, new system, injury, the whole deal. So every year we've had to start from very, very basic points. This year we were able to progress through those first layers of fundamentals a lot more efficiently than we have in the past.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Colorado College head women's basketball coach Liz Dorn. And coach, last season, one of the best free throw shooting teams in the conference, 74.8% as a team, second best in the league. Just speaking of the importance of being a good free throw shooting team and how you continue that trend moving forward to this season.
Well, free throws absolutely can win ball games for you. It's a stat that I have not lost sight of, and we make free throw shooting a component of our practices, and especially when the kids are tired. You know, we'll run them hard during practice, and when we look to take a break, they're making free throws before we break.
Coach, last season, on the flip side, sometimes struggled to keep possession of the ball and turn it over. I think on average, a negative 4 turnover margin. How do you try and look to take care of the ball a little bit better this season moving forward?
Oh, we're stop and play a lot more in practice just to call to their attention how ridiculous some of the passes we're making. It makes a coach go crazy in a hurry when you just can't keep possession of the basketball.
Coach, lots of veterans on this team. You've talked about them, but 4 freshmen that you've brought in this freshman class. Talk about these girls. How are they adjusting to the college game, and do you feel like you have some players that can make an impact on the floor for the CC Tigers this year?
Oh, the freshman class has been a joy. They've really come together real quick. The 4 of them get along great on the court and off the court. A couple of them have had a couple nagging injuries early in the season, and it's kind of slowed their ability to jump into things, but you know, I feel like all 4 of them can do some good stuff for us, so I'm really excited to see how they'll do throughout their freshman campaign.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you noticed from your group through preseason and now as the season's gotten underway?
I think it's a lot because of the veteran group, but there is definitely this sense of we have to do it now. There's no time to waste. We got to get down to business, and we have to be ready to work.
Coach, you've been around the SCAC for a number of years, not only as a player, but as an assistant, and now as a head coach at Colorado College, and you know certainly how competitive this league can be from top to bottom. With that being said, obviously this year the league feels so much more open, and everybody feels like they have a chance to be there at the end, cutting down the nets at the end of the SCAC tournament. As a head coach, what's the biggest challenge you face trying to navigate through the SCAC schedule?
I just feel like this year it's going to be a big mess where everyone's going to be beating up on everybody else, where, you know, a single game could separate the number 1 seed and the number 4 seed in either division. So it's just going to be a matter of really trying to play that perfect game every single night out to pick up every win possible.
And finally, Coach, just talk about the goals you have for this 2011-12 CC Tigers basketball team.
You know, I think front and center for our upperclassmen especially is getting back to the conference tournament. You know, we'd love to be able to put ourselves in a position where we're not holding our breath and fighting and scrapping and having to win 2 the last weekend of the year against 2 very good ball clubs to try to sneak in. So, you know, we'd like to take care of business a little bit earlier to secure a spot in there, but I think that's the first and foremost goal, get into the tournament. And then, you know, once we can separate out into that part of the season, obviously we'd like to win a ball game there. It's been years since we've been able to pick up a win in the conference tournament. But first thing, we have to get there. We have to be playing in Birmingham at the end of the season.
Colorado College head women's basketball coach Liz Doran. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you, Russell.